Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay.
Upon a time, everything was different than it is now. There was a few people who had too much of everything, and a lot of people who didn't have enough. I was one of the people who had too much, and like most folks who got too much, all I wanted was more. That was back during the before time, before the Sun City Clan existed.
That must have been a long time ago, Elder Rufus.
Oh, a long, long time, children. Huddle up here around the fire and I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Back during the before time, before the world changed, I used to say that the best way I knew of moving I had made things. Time, money, you name it.
That's silly, Elder Rufus.
I know. They used to have things back then called nightclubs, where people would go to waste everything they had. Naturally, I spent a lot of time in places like that. I remember one time in particular.
Cheers, Rufus.
Cheers, Bubbles. So anyway, I went down to Dannon's over the lunch hour, and I finally found this terrific hot lather dispenser.
Mm.
Can't wait to use it. I wonder what it does to mentholated shaving cream.
Oh, I used to use mentholated shaving cream on my underarms.
Oh.
But it gave me a rash. And then I found this wonderful new flannel in Mama.
Dispenser?
Oh, no, but I got it with I'm going to buy a set of furniture.
Really?
Sick of the old stuff.
I like them stone ovens.
West? Gee, they're tough questions.
Spot. I just want to get to know you.
I'd like to buy. I
really love that.
It was attached to a bottle of tweak.
Smart. Come round at last. Toward Bethlehem to be born. What a sound. Yeah, yeah.
You got a light?
Yeah, I got my butane right here. Oh, seems to be empty. Never mind, I always carry six.
Oh, Rufus, you're really something.
This one's empty, too. Try number three.
We should have seen the writing on the wall. But when you're crazy, you don't notice much of anything. We thought our experts and leaders would figure things out back then. But one thing we got, they were than we were.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! The fuel conservation bill, which has been in committee for 5 years, is the next item on the agenda. Senator Munchausen.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My esteemed colleagues, in the last 5 years, we have witnessed many monumental changes.
Just say, my friend, what
in the economy of our great country because of our dependence on foreign oil.
Read the Jim Bill.
We have listened to the prophets of doom.
I have a breath cup with the Jim Bill.
Could you read the bill, Senator?
Of course. The bill reads as follows. All of the states of these great United States, including the protectorates of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Canal Zone, should agree. Souls of Mick and
Muscle. Two, three, six, excluded.
Out of company. Hey,
my friend, I would like to argue with Mel at the park.
The new mill is ain't new.
Well, yeah, Mr. McCoy in Maine and Rhode Island. Tiffy, are we?
What about the mill?
I think we have a problem with the mill.
Just get back. I've been working on it for
double three. I would like to argue, Bill. States include but not Puerto Rico, Guam, Canal Zone. Should start to conserve energy soon. Except for the states of the senators in the Senate chambers right now, huh?
I like it!
Gentlemen, if we just vote on this bill, I'll offer up another bill, something about welfare, maybe, and we can all tap our amendments so much.
Well, that sounds reasonable to me. All in favor of the compromise energy bill.
I'm not voting on anything until I get my amendment.
You can hold on, please. All right. Well, would somebody care to make a motion to adjourn?
Not until I get my amendment. I'll filibuster.
But we can't stay in session forever.
Why not?
See here. Pumping iron. No. The long arm of the law?
General Fink?
Huh?
Take a look at these aerial photos of Russia.
Not now, Colonel. I'm trying to think of names for new weapons.
That's
Let's
fine.
See. The mean one. Yeah.
Sir, I think this is important. Take a look at Murmansk.
Which one is that, Phillips?
This one, sir.
What the hell is that? It looks like a giant pitching machine.
It's, a catapult.
A what?
A catapult, like the medieval times, to knock down walls. Now, we calculate this baby can hurl a 20-ton rock into downtown Frankfurt.
So what?
But did you read that report on fossil fuels that I gave you 3 months ago?
I don't have time to read reports. I'm a general. I got people like you to read reports for me.
Yes, well, sir, the CIA predicts that within a short while, the world will exhaust all of its fossil fuels. And since we have never explored alternate sources of energy, civilization as we know it is doomed.
So what?
Think about it, sir. No fuel means no planes, no tanks, no ships, no troop carriers. Short, warfare will be back to the middle.
Like 100 catapults.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. When's this supposed to happen, Colonel?
We're already on borrowed time, sir.
Who's the catapult expert in the Pentagon?
Private Milo Fredericks, U.S. Army Reserve.
How can that private be an expert on anything?
Well, he was a major, sir, but you busted him. He's now running a metal scanner at O'Hare Airport.
Why did I do that?
Well, after he read the CIA report on fossil fuels, he made some suggestions that you didn't deem feasible.
Oh, that's right. Fredericks. He had that cockamamie idea about crossbows out of redwood trees.
Right, and that slingshot between the Sears Tower and the Prudential Building in Chicago.
Colonel Phillips, we're sealing off the Pentagon. Send all the civilians home.
All right, sir.
And bring me Private Fredericks. No motion.
Right,
and bring me all the
names. Okay.
And I need a frisbee to stop.
Frisbee?
Look at me like an idiot, Curtis, man. This is a time machine. We catapult to our name.
I can say that.
From now on, it's a military island.
Hey there. Hi.
Pitching Kylo Frick to your command unit at the TWA desk.
What is it? Flight 456 to Buffalo, departing at 20.
Oh, great. That gives me time for a
please. Flight 4 service to Palau has been denied. A delay in full
food.
New departure.
Oh, well, I have
a little wedding.
Hey, miss. Yeah, thanks. Hey, you're going to Buffalo?
Right. Hope you get there before the year's out, too.
Your attention, flight 456 to Buffalo has been delayed until further notice due to... Strike or something like that.
You pay $1,200 for a plane ticket and all you get is delays. I gotta get to Buffalo.
You on business?
And how? Oh, I'd like you to meet the brains behind our little corporation. This is Jay Farrington Bungalow.
Oh, pleased to meet you there.
You
hey, what sort of business do you do, Mr. Bungalow?
Do? Well, I don't know. I fly around a lot and close deals.
Your attention, flight 456 to Buffalo has been canceled.
Oh.
The tornado.
There's not a cloud in the sky.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Good idea.
Hey, Cook, come over here a minute. Get over here. We need confirmation.
It was hijacked by a crazed Tasmanian socialist.
Out with it.
We're out of gas.
Huh? Well,
fill her up and let's get on with it.
There's nothing to fill her up with. It's all gone.
Gone?
Oh, you're quick. I said gone, gone, gone.
Oh, quick.
I challenge you to find a drop of...
Hello, I'm having out there. And I, you bum butter, am taking that if I have to push it.
Oh, God. Oh, you can't possibly push that plane to Buff. Crazy. You haven't got to. We can't push that plane.
For attention, please. The jet service is about 51.
Wait up. New micro manual you wanted me to get.
Kathy, is it still on sale?
That's $3, and I got it. How much tip is that?
Hey, that's a whole dollar cheaper.
Wow, what a bargain.
All right, students. All right, take your seats, everyone. It's time for class to begin.
Can I sit by you, Hirsch?
Yeah, sure, Cass.
You know, I don't want to embarrass you by saying this, but I really admire the way you use that calculator.
Gee, thanks, Cass. I've been putting in a lot of time on my figure work. When I finish my master's here at Goodhue, I hope to qualify for a clerical job at Woolworth.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
All right, students, quiet down. Today, we are honored to have with us the renowned Professor Grace T. Feldschuh.
I thought she died last year.
She did. This is videotape.
All right, now, shades down. Light off. Machine on. And here we go.
Good morning, students. Welcome to English 1405H, the honors section of English literature for gifted students.
All right, now, pay attention, students.
We are next. We shall enjoy a brief respite from the rigors of mechanized society by committing to memory the prologue to Geoffrey Chaucer's glorious Tales of Canterbury in the original Middle English.
Oh, this could be very useful at work.
Closely and provide one ill wish to it.
One
Are you hurt? Hey, take your hand off my
neck. Well, probably just the subject. There happen to be things we will be unable to continue our lessons.
Oh.
So class is dismissed. In an orderly fashion. Well, Grace, my dear, there they go. Our hope for the future, God help us. I'll just wheel you back to the office so that we can call an electrician.
Oh, children, honey, it'll be just a few more minutes. Daddy will
call. Oh, and it's the God rolling. I thought kids don't settle down.
Well, Ellen, you were just below for 5 minutes.
No. I said when we started that I wasn't going to allow that for anything.
Oh, when do we get
somewhere between here and Rapid City, there's got to be an open gas station.
I don't know why you keep saying that. Every gas station we pass so far has been boarded up.
This is a tourist route, damn it. They got to have gas stations.
Wendell, the only people we've seen along the road for 200 miles have been hitchhikers.
Please! All right, look, kids, you just got to try thinking about something else for a while. How about a game of Botticelli, huh? Okay? Okay, I got a J. Who wants to go first? Come on, who wants to guess? Hey. How come you're so quiet all of a sudden?
Wendell Weenie, I told you to stop. I begged you to stop, but oh, no.
For quiet out loud. One of these kids going to learn self-control.
Wendell, stop the car.
Huh?
That guy was just passed. That guy, didn't you see who that was?
Don't tell me. Jack Hurley.
It was your brother. Right? It was your brother, Whitty. Your brother, Rufus.
Come on, he's in Detroit.
Wendell, look in that mirror. Just look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. Rufus. It's me, Wendell. Come on over here.
Come on.
What a poor guy. What happened to him? It's a miracle. Oh, we
Oh,
Jesse, watch it. Are you afraid what I've been through? I think the world is coming to an end.
Hey, take it easy, bro.
You got any food on you? A sandwich, maybe a cracker, anything?
Here's a donut.
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
Rufus, take it easy now. What happened to you?
I was on my way to the gas near Sioux Falls, so I started to walk.
Yeah,
I've been swimming for 2 days now, but no, wake me up.
Hey, wait a minute. You ran out of gas and started walking? Why didn't you call a tow truck?
Haven't you found out yet?
What?
There isn't a single gas station left open between Mankato and the Pacific Ocean. Oh. It's gone. Oh, God. All the gas is gone.
Oh, my God.
We were going to Mount Rushmore, Rufus.
No.
That's a good plan if you can get there. They say there's food up. A bunch of Indians. I met a guy who spent a few nights. Oh, God. It's all going down the tube.
Easy. Now, look, roof surface, come on. I want you to get a hold of
I'm sorry. I'm no good to you.
I hear how much? Yeah.
Wendell,
what are you trying to say, Rufus?
The entire town. There was a panic. Oh, well, from there on, it was mob rule. Yeah. Me and my law partner were going to stick it out, but then one of those street gangs, the merciless marauders, took over City Hall and set up a provisional government. They got a political ideology based on the thought of Idi Amin. Oh, no. So I ran. I drove as far as Sioux Falls. Oh.
Yeah. We might be able to make it as far as Walls Run.
Hey, here's that new commercial spot, Carmen. Give it a listen, eh?
Hey, right on, babe.
There you go.
Nice face.
Yeah, there we go.
What do you think?
That is now. That's a good solid jingle line.
Hey,
that's good, babe.
Hey, that's
a keeper, you know that? Lonnie, it's going to sell stereos. You play for the Nips, yeah?
Well, they weren't sure they wanted it known that their system frays records.
You know, that is solid thinking on their part. Better work on it some more, babe.
Yeah, right,
I'll call for you, Mr. Fazio. It's Mr. Bigelow at Houston Airport.
Okay, I'll take it a video from one, babe. Oh, what's happening?
Carmen.
Why is she back here in L.A., huh?
Carmen, baby, the airport here is all screwed up.
Yeah, right,
there
huh?
There's no planes going in or out of Houston.
Yeah, right, baby.
Oh, Lord, it's like being trapped in the lonesome prairie with a pack of crazy cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody down here can make a Harvey Wallbanger with lychee nuts.
Yeah, hey, Al, babe, put some ice on it, will you? Did you talk to the board of directors of Derrick Oil?
Well, I found out why we lost the account.
Was it because of that oil-soaked duck, Al? Look, tell him the kid that wrote that is now delivering newspapers in Nebraska, okay?
No, I liked the campaign. It gave him a social conscience. It's more complicated than that.
Well, what's the problem, Al? Tell me about it, huh?
Derrick Oil closed down operations yesterday. They say there's no more oil.
Well, can't they tap some of those oil slicks, babe?
Oh, that's what they've been using for the last 6 months, sweetheart. What are we going to do?
Well, hey, come on, Al. It's just one account, right? We still got Fujisuki Electronics and the kitchen wizard all applies, babe.
Carmen, if there's no oil, there's no petrochemicals, which means no plastic,
yeah?
Which means no more consumer products,
yeah?
Which means no advertising, means no more ad agencies.
Oh, that's a bummer, Al. That's a bummer. That really takes the hang out of my glider, babe.
Listen, hey, I got to hang up, Carmen, baby. There might be a plane out of here sometime for somewhere. I hope I can see you soon, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Yeah, with you, babe. Did you hear that, Lonnie?
Yeah. Do you still want me to rewrite the jingle?
No, Lonnie, put it on nice. I think you can save your thesaurus, babe.
Oh, what are you going to do, Carmen? This might be the end for Bigelow, Fazio, and Fitzwater.
It might be, but it's not the end of advertising.
But all the big accounts are gone, baby.
I'm hip, Lonnie, but advertising isn't just big accounts. Advertising is Mr. John Q. Public. It's that mystical process of creating needs and satisfying them that's been a part of our collective unconscious since the first cave drawings, babe.
Yeah, I'm not sure I follow, Sweetcake.
Well, let me put it this way. We may not need electric toothbrushes and skin machines anymore, but we still need to eat and drink. And wherever you have a need, you're going to have more than one way to satisfy that need, and you're going to need advertising to make up your mind, dig, man?
That's deep, Carmen, but I don't...
Advertising always has... We're going to cut out that middleman.
Yeah, I'm with you, big guy.
Pleasure is the life.
This is what our will to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Are we? Sun City.
For 3 years to get here, Rondo.
Ooh, well, this is the life, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sprinklers on the golf course are coming on.
Oh, yeah. You know, they have to pump that water from thousands of miles around. Otherwise, this should be a desert.
Well, it is a desert.
Oh, not here. This is an oasis.
Oh, just about time for the football game.
Yeah. Say... Here comes that Phoebe.
Oh, look out. She ain't got her walker.
Must have had her hormone shots this morning.
Well, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Hey, hiya, Stubbs. Whoa.
Hand off there, Phoebe.
Take it easy, Phoebe. We need all our strength for the football game.
Malcolm Weeny, video phone call on 307.
Is that me?
It sure ain't me, hot stuff.
It's you, Malcolm.
Turn off that video camera. I'm coming.
Where's this game being played?
Well, in the Cosmic Dome, Phoebe.
Oh.
It holds 100,000, all underneath one big plastic roof. being held up by air pressure.
Boy, if the fuse was blue, you'd have 100,000 people wrapped up in one big airtight baggie.
I wouldn't go there to see no game. Well, we can see it right here on widescreen with all the conveniences.
Yeah, we've got it made.
Where's my boy there on the video phone?
When?
Yeah, sounded kind of hysterical, but I couldn't quite catch the drift of it. And all of a sudden, the line went dead.
He hung up on you.
Damn kid. He's always getting into trouble of some kind. Said he was trying to make it to Wall Drug.
Well, young folks today is always turning to drugs.
Well, if it's important, I'm sure he'll call back. Hey, Randall, switch on the TV, will you? There we go.
Oh, there. Did you get it ready for the kickoff?
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news.
It has
now been confirmed that energy shortages have brought about complete power failures in Detroit, Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, and all adjacent population centers.
Sounds serious.
The president has declared the entire northern half of the nation a national disaster area and has issued a stern warning to the rest of the country to adopt voluntary cools.
Well,
Concurrently, the Senate continues meeting in a final attempt to draft an energy lighter note. Jet from our go for the liftoff will take place as scheduled.
That's good news.
To the West Hemisphere All-Stars game.
Sure, I wonder what's wrong with Chicago.
Don't affect us here. Hey, look at that. On the dome is even in.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be dead.
In there. And what's it off? Yeah.
Can't hear the air conditioner anymore.
Well, they'll fix it.
They'd better. I'm paying a fortune to live here, and I expect service for my dollar. Yeah.
All the sprinklers have gone off.
It's kind of warm in here.
This is Mission Control. Everything is now A-OK on the technical lab. And we are resuming countdown. Good luck, team. Over and out.
Here we go. Are you as excited as I am, Lieutenant?
Nervous is more like it, sir.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, I don't mean to be a stick in the mud, Colonel. It's just that this is my first time up. And I want it to be more than just a fleeting moment. I'm looking for so much more than just a quick...
Well, now, I can assure you, Lieutenant, it'll be quite painless and actually very exhilarating. So just put your head back and relax. Here we go.
Oh, God, it's happening. There's so much pressure.
Yes, I can feel it.
All right.
Calm down.
Hold my hand, please.
All right.
And
there we are. The pressure will rapidly decrease now, Lieutenant. You'll feel lightheaded in the aftermath, but don't worry. It normally lasts somewhat longer for women than men.
Number 97, this is Mission Control. We can congratulate ourselves on a flawless liftoff. Any damage to report from the capsule? Over.
Everything is A-OK, Mission Control. Looks like luck is on our side. Over.
Well, we'd better hope so, team. Over.
What did he mean by...
We'd like some clarification on that last remark, Mission Control. Over.
Nothing too serious, team. We did have a little difficulty securing fuel for liftoff, so we just drained off the reserves of 7 major airports and the Jefferson bus line.
What?
But please don't panic. I can assure you that every effort is being made to obtain enough fuel to ensure a successful splashdown and communication.
What was that?
The total loss. How sorry we really are. Happy up there.
Looks like we got a little problem on our hands.
A little problem? Don't you think this is...
Now, relax, Lieutenant. Here, have a space sickness pill. They really give you a nice...
Thank you.
Hey, look at the Earth a minute.
Oh, my God. Well, something's terribly wrong, sir. Cities are blacking out right and left. Look, the whole eastern seaboard is completely out.
The domino effect, Lieutenant. One little fuse blows and bing, bang, boom.
How can you take this so casually?
If you look closely, you can see long streams of headlights on the highways by the major cities. People must be trying to get out of the dark inner city and into the relative safety of the open country.
Sir!
What is it, Lieutenant Pitt?
Maybe my attitude is self-centered, Colonel. But I had hoped to return from this mission.
Is returning to Earth really such an attractive prospect, Lieutenant?
What?
Yeah, think about it. We got a swell little cabin here, plenty of tang, algae, and food sticks.
You've gone mad, Colonel. We're trapped up here in this tiny capsule. How could you just stare out the window as if nothing were wrong? Aren't you concerned at all?
You've forgotten emergency policy number one, Lieutenant. We were distinctly instructed to remain poised and make the most of an emergency in order to protect the image of the American space program. So I intend to follow those orders and just keep calm, cool, and together as a person. Better yet, as an American military person.
Sir!
Yes, Lieutenant?
Listen to me, and listen carefully. With our communications out, nobody knows what we're doing up here, and they never will. What's more, they wouldn't care. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, please. We have been in continuous session since the power went out, and in one whole year, we have yet to pass a single bill. I really think that we should adjourn soon.
I want my amendment.
I move we adjourn.
We can't adjourn. I have an urgent request for a special military appropriation for bows and arrows.
Why, this is crazy. Huh? Isn't it about time we accepted the fact that something's wrong? We haven't had heat, lights and running water for a year. As soon as we send out a page and staff member out of the Capitol building, they disappear. Gentlemen, I suggest that this country's in a state of chaos. And while we can't,
Senator, you're concerned, but let me remind you, really, future.
I'm not survived, and I think my tenor bill.
Senator, I understand your fears. Things have been gracious. Let's say there are things out there. You leave this building. I feel that we are best remaining with the Capitol.
Yeah. I mission.
First, I shall be doubling each.
I second. Five, four, three, four.
I can't push this plane any further.
Come on, Gerald. We'll never get to Buffalo at this rate.
We're not going to Buffalo since Bun Butter took over his cat, and we've been going west, not east.
What are you talking about?
Well, look at this sun. It's setting in front of us.
That means we're heading east.
West.
East.
This is your captain speaking. What's going on down there?
Get down here, Hay. We're not pushing this plane any further.
What's the matter?
We elected you captain because you said you knew the way to Buffalo.
Well, I had a little problem with the navigation equipment, but everything is okay now, and we should be arriving in Buffalo shortly.
I doubt it. We're heading towards the setting sun.
That's right. East.
Ah, that's what I thought.
No, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Hey, there's a sign over here that says Omaha, 10 miles.
Omaha? That's it. I'm taking control of this plane. Come here, Bun Butter.
Why, that's mutiny.
It's not mutiny. It's survival. We've been going in the wrong direction.
I knew where we were all along.
Then what are we doing in Omaha?
It's, all part of my plan to get airborne.
It's a trick. We all know that the plane is out of gas.
We don't need gas. We're heading for the Grand Canyon.
What?
One push and we're in the air.
Harriet, this man is crazy. We're getting out of here. Who's with me?
I don't know.
Raise your hand, Harriet. I'm not.
You know, we really are much closer to the Grand Canyon than Buffalo.
Yeah. Besides, what else can we do?
Yeah. Down to the plane! It's a meteor shower!
Wow, that was a pretty big rock. And it came from the direction of Omaha.
Someone's coming.
It's four soldiers carrying us to danger.
Oh! I'm Major Marlowe Fredericks of the U.S. Catapult Corps. You're trespassing on a testing ground for intercontinental ballistic rocks, and you better have a damn good reason. Who's in charge here?
I'm Captain Bun Butter, and this is Flight 456 out of O'Hare, headed for Buffalo.
I happen to know for a fact there haven't been any flights out of O'Hare for a year.
We've been pushing this plane to Buffalo for the last year.
Then what are you doing in Omaha?
We're heading for the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who played third base for the Mets last year? And you'd better get it right or you're all dead Russians. You're all going back to the base. Come on.
You
come
can't
on.
Do this to me. I have an American Express card.
You heard me.
Say, aren't you that guy that was in charge of the metal detector at O'Hare? The one that made me empty my pockets by the numbers?
I remember you.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe you are who you say you are.
We are, I assure you.
Then turn this plane around. Get out of here now.
Just give me a minute to get up to the cockpit.
He's not really the captain. We elected him.
No! There are going to be 2 tons of rock on this spot in about 5 minutes.
Oh,
no.
On the bright side, Gerald, we've never seen the Grand Canyon.
Oh, hail to hail and hearty.
Come on, Hirsch.
Ouch!
Oh, are you all right, Hirsch?
We're not going to find any food in here, Cass.
If we can just find the biology lab, we'll have enough frogs to feed us for a week.
Before I...
Hey, someone's in the building. Let's get out of here.
So wait. I think it's coming from this office. Kind of sounds like being...
No. Hi, you remember us?
Cassie Plasser from English 105 class.
And Herschel Nordby, sir, same class.
Well, of course, of course. Come in. What are you doing here?
Oh, searching for food, sir.
Oh, good gracious, you do look a bit ragged.
You too, sir.
Oh, I suppose it has been a while since I shaved, but I've been so involved with my project here.
Your project?
Yes, my dear, I have spent the entire educational method.
Oh.
See this stack?
It's all written in all about. One with the oranges
oh,
on it.
Oh, that lad. It works like this. And I tame.
I know, my cat.
Three, Herschel.
Three.
It's amazing, sir. How did...
I think they memorized it. Of education lies. Our brains can...
That give a good meal.
We're on the street corner and read from those pages. Yes. I'd just be willing to exchange a little bit of food for education.
Great,
Capador. So exciting.
For some background.
You'll say the book. He's with it.
He finished my last page here before.
E?
E, yes. C, that's it. Yes, that's it. Herschel, can you put this to music?
Yeah, sure. I always comes before E,
yes.
Except when it follows a C, or when sounding like A, as in neighbor or way. Diddly diddly dee.
Hey!
Diddly diddly dee.
Ho!
Diddly diddly dee.
Oh, bravo! Bravo! Grab that good Hugh Banner, Cassandra. We're going to educate the masses.
Diddly diddly dee.
Hey!
Diddly diddly dee.
Okay, everybody. Let's take a few seconds to get over here. Rufus?
Right behind
me. Rufus. Where's Roger?
He's right behind me.
I'm set, Dad.
See?
You are out of your mind, Wendell.
I think so, too, Daddy.
I don't want an argument. Please, just for once, do as I say.
We will all be killed, Wendell. Is it worth it?
Rowena, that's 2 tons of solid meat grazing over there, and you ask me, is it worth it?
Daddy.
What, sweetheart?
I read in a Time Life book that some buffaloes can run 40 miles an hour when they're mad.
Now, you won't be mad, sweetheart. With a little teamwork, you'll be dead.
And then my stomach.
Rufus, got your golf club?
Yeah, I'm all set, Wendell.
Rowena, got the blanket.
It's not killed. Oh, you...
Now, when we get up there, I want hands.
Oh. And then what?
Then they lights out with the golf about all set.
Yeah, let's move out.
To the tall grass. Okay. Like we're going to have to run the
way up, otherwise we might panic.
Okay, ready?
Two.
Banzai! Oh. Oh. Hey, got him, man!
That didn't work.
Oh, I have to spend another winter in Jellystone Park, melting snow for water, wearing old newspapers under my clothes to keep warm, and eating things that once I wouldn't even have stepped on. I know I'm gonna crack!
We already have turned savage, but we're lousy at it. The only thing we know how to do is scavenge candy machines.
Look, calm down. We're all up here. We're safe and sound in this tree.
Wendell.
You can complain, huh?
Here.
Everybody take a little bit of gum.
I don't want any more gum.
Dusty, you need nourishment.
Oh,
chew.
I once knew a man last winter who was so hungry, he tried to sleep.
Will you shut up, Rufus?
You're right. I'm no good to you like this.
Let's kill them.
long way to put a sprint.
Phoebe, how's the water holding out?
Now, we got enough here for two more days.
Rondo here says there's a stream about 20 miles north.
Yep, I used to water my sheep there. We'll be fine, don't worry.
How are we doing for eatables?
No problem there. We snared so many rabbits last night, we won't have to dig into the canned goods for some time.
We got old man Johnson to thank for that.
Yep.
You know, Malcolm, he ain't only a wizard hunter, and he claims he can identify 107 different species of edible plants.
Oh, dear, no. And with the canning department headed up by Phoebe here, I guess we're all set.
Oh, yeah, we got it made.
You can say that again. You know, it was a mighty good idea of yours, Rondo, heading to Idaho for the winter. Seems like everyone else we meet is heading south to get away from the cold.
Well, they'll be sorry when the time comes. You'll come winter, the rains let up. All you got for pickings down that way is rattlesnakes.
Hey, Malcolm, hold on. They're busting another one.
Look over you.
Circle them chairs, Apple.
Circle up there. Look, people. Come on, people. It's bargain time.
Is it the track?
Hey, hot and sweaty, don't offend. You'll be sure you're secure with syrup.
It doesn't stain or sting. Show them, Jude, babe.
And one arm, that other leader's cotton ball sticks to.
I recognize her.
Yeah, she used to do
it. Used to be on TV.
The consumer and many more are now kids.
Boom, 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 boom.
My daddy, yo, it's for me.
Ears, clumps, we got it all. You look kind of the beaten. You know that oil of hooray can restore your skin to the natural luster and freshness of an unborn infant?
Act senile.
Gotcha. Where's Papa?
Right. Do you know that this will turn your prune into a peach?
Where's Papa?
I want some sand.
When it's too cold for skinny.
Yeah, you're wasting your time, Colin. These folks are senile.
I'm afraid you're right, Lonnie, babes. We should have sent someone ahead for the demographics.
Yeah.
What do you say we hit Phoenix, huh, babe?
Sounds good, baby Keith.
Okay, it's new. It's now. It's forever. It's
Well, I guess we fooled them, huh?
Yep. Suppose we should tell them there's no water that way?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, we'd blow our cover.
Yeah, you're
Come on, we better get moving, folks.
Uh-oh, what about Basil's busted wheel?
Never mind about that. I think I'll try walking for a change.
There's another one of those wooden pole contraptions near Kiev, Lieutenant Fitz.
What could they be, Colonel Preston?
Something to do with an emergency power hookup, perhaps.
Or they could be weapons, sir. They do resemble large clubs or battering rams, at least from this distance in space.
Could be. Lieutenant, make a note that another major browning area has appeared in Germany, much like the one in Arizona, but lighter in color. Now, every area on the planet changes in its own unique way. Its population struggles to cope with a totally new set of problems. At the risk of sounding poetic, it reminds me somewhat of Milton's Paradise Lost, where each sinner is subjected to a different hell according to his wrongdoings. Well, not to imply that Arizona has a more corrupt moral climate than Germany, but nearly each person on the earth making an atonement for his actual sin. You seem to be indulging in emotionalism, Lieutenant. You know that's in violation of behavioral guidelines.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's just that you failed to notice the meal I've laid out for us.
Tang and food sticks. Mm-hmm. But we've been thriving on algae since our prepared food stock allegedly ran out some 3 months ago. Explain, Lieutenant.
I set this meal aside before the supply ran out in anticipation of, well, of this evening, sir.
And just what is the significance of this evening, Lieutenant?
It's free of lunch day, and I've had it with calling you, sir. That's all we have been living.
Your logic escapes me. Sleep with the man and woman, after all.
Sir, the first under the observation.
Thought I explained that they're logically necessary, Lieutenant.
Mama.
Well, Martha, to find a handy...
Not the same!
Oh, Steve.
Who cares what happened?
Thank you, Emma.
Oh, my God. So excited.
There used to be a saying about giving a person enough rope to hang himself with. Well, time is like a rope. If you give a crazy man enough time, he'll hang himself with it. If you give enough time to somebody who's got his marbles, he'll work things out. But 15 years later, the smart ones had gotten a lot smarter, and the crazy ones had gotten a lot crazier.
Neil, Ray is crying again. Fix him up, will you?
What's the matter with you, space cow?
Don't you push me, you drunken blimp.
Shut up! Just be quiet and I'll do it. Anything for quieter on this capsule. Come to daddy.
And Neil, don't you let him float into the airlock again. Those walls aren't padded enough for him to play in there.
All right. Moon hips. Hey, which one of you little monsters wrote this new filth on the wall?
Your mind,
well, see that I don't. It's enough to put me off my allergy.
Oh, shut up, you bum. Hey, where's Ray? Neil, where's the baby?
Who can tell when all the stinking lights out on this dump?
Ray's in the airlock, Madre.
Oh, Neil, I told you.
Where did this kid with the guitar come from?
He's your son, Juan, you idiot.
You've been playing around on me?
With who, you swab?
That's a good point, Lunar Legs. Look at all this garbage. There's garbage flowing everywhere around here. Where's my fermented algae extract, honey?
Find it yourself, balloon gut. Neil, I thought I told you to get rid of these roaches by the algae.
I told them to go.
Oh.
Are they still
here? That's it. That is it. I will be in the airlock with Ray if you need me.
Oh, come on, honey. Open up. I'm just kidding about the roaches. I tried to catch them. They're hard to catch when they're floating around so much. This place is getting to me. I wonder if that dark spot down there is Iowa. It wouldn't be so bad if somebody knew we were up here. I wonder if my mother still lives in Des Moines. Oh, well. Rather be here than a lot of other places. No, I wouldn't.
Who goes there?
You first. I got an arrow aimed at your throat. General Fredericks, U.S. Army Catapult Corps.
Fredericks, is that you?
Yeah.
It's General Phillips, 3rd Army Archers.
Phillips, I haven't seen you since I got my commission back.
Over 15 years.
Maybe you can help me, Phillips. I'm trying to reach Washington.
This is it. You're standing in the reflecting pool.
The swamp?
Yeah. Are you all that's left of the Catapult Corps?
Right. Are you the Archery Corps?
Right.
Phillips, but is there any chance getting a patent 14 the Senate for me?
A band of civil servicemen.
All the civilians are crazy. I used to watch them sitting around campfires, kind of get mileage. Men on the Capitol steps.
Don't give them into my hands.
I will see if the conflicts.
Go away. Go away.
I must be glad. They really have no skills.
Barricade. Someone's still here. He would do any good to talk about money.
Is there a second? Who is that?
I said I second, Senator.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank God. The Senate is adjourned.
Where is everyone, Senator?
There was no more food, and one by one they died.
How did you survive?
They were all honorable men, and very tasty, too.
Let's get out of here.
We should help him.
Do you want to stay for dinner?
No, let's go.
I suppose this means we disband the army.
I guess so.
And what are you going to do now?
Well, I heard about a group of elders called the Sun City Clan. Apparently they know how to survive these days. And you?
I hear tell there's a mystic who claims that electricity's coming back. Think I might see if there's anything to that.
Well, good luck, Phillips.
Same to you.
You know, Malcolm, these old freeways ain't going to last forever. One of these days we're going to have to build a wind wagon that can make good time on bare ground.
Yeah, need bigger wheels.
And lighter chassis.
I reckon we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't seen a problem yet. There's never a solution.
Look up ahead. There's a man lying by the road.
Oh, my.
Better luck, Rondo.
Yeah.
Bring her around. Phoebe, fetch the fish tank.
Yeah, okay. Turn him over, boys. Oh, looks like sunstroke.
Yeah, hand me the skunk kiss.
There you go.
That'll bring him around.
Who are you people?
We're part of the Sun City Clan.
Oh.
Don't worry, we're peaceable.
The Sun City Clan? I've heard of you.
Yeah, what have you heard?
You're a tribe of geriatric nomads. They say you know how to make do. They say you can make your own clothes and plane a timber straight with an axe. They say you can make things that work and fix them when they break. They say you even know how to make flour and that you can start a fire when the wood is wet. Some people say you're not even human.
Yeah, we're human, all right. My name's Phoebe Schmerler. This here's Rondell Jenkins. That other fellow there is Malcolm Weenie.
Better use the skunk essence again.
No, wait. Dad, it's me, Rufus, your son.
Rufus?
4109 West 49th Street, Dad. My mother's name was Florence.
Rufus! Where's Wendell? Where's Rowena?
God, I wish I knew, Dad. We split up years ago. They all joined one of those crazy religious cults. Carmen Fazio's Sale of the Century.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen him since.
All right, easy.
I'm no good to you like this. Please, teach me anything. Teach me how to survive. Won't you please?
I'd like to, Rufus. But you see, we found out that anyone under 70 is a burden to the rest of us.
Malcolm, you know we got a plan for the future.
Yeah.
And that means that sooner or later we got to get some young folks with us.
Yeah, well, he looks trainable, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Let's take him along.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, folks. It would have busted my heart to leave him behind. Poor burnt-out wreck.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on board, Ben, and be off. We're headed to Oregon for the salmon run.
Hey, you look half starved, Rufus. Get you some buffalo jerky?
Yeah, thanks. I could use some. Buffalo jerky?
Yeah.
How'd you catch it?
Well, I'll tell you, son. If you want to catch a buffalo, there's a few things you got to know.
Did you use a 9-iron?
Herschel.
Hmm?
You're thinking about the professor, aren't you?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, you've been strumming the tune to the rules of long division all day. That was one of his favorites.
You know, Cassie, now that he's gone, you and I have the responsibility for carrying on his work. In a way, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. We could very well be the last link, Herschel.
Remember his dying words to us, Cassie?
Oh, yeah. He smiled and said, God, people are stupid.
What's that?
It's coming from the other side of the hill. Come on, let's take a look.
Beautiful people, do you get my drift? It is the trendiest of the trendy. And I, Carmen Fazio, am speaking to you as the only true trendmaker. I am here to fill you in on a trend that is so new, it isn't even now, it's tomorrow. Tune in, beautiful people. Get the message.
What do you think this is, Herschel?
It looks like a junkyard, Cass, and I don't know. It seems to be some kind of religious meeting.
Gee.
Look around you, beautiful people. What do you see? Automobiles. Appliances. Hot combs. Electric toothbrushes. Television sets. And radios. Oh, don't you want them? Oh, don't you yearn to see them work again? See that magic fingers mattress. Wouldn't you love to feel its pulsating power? I'm gonna flash that one day the energy will return and all of those dead machines will come alive again. I've got a flash that one day the great consumer society will resurrect and the authority of Bank America will again reign supreme. And the gas will flow. And there will be a deluge of products upon the land. And with the push of a button, our needs will be fulfilled. Beautiful people! Beautiful people! Invest your faith in me! If you believe, the energy will return! And you'll be the first ones on your block to behold the second coming of conspicuous consumption!
I can't believe it. That's a jet coming over that hill.
It's the Grand Canyon. Look, a sign. It's a sign. Ah!
Those days are gone now, and I hope we never see their like again. There was a lot of hardship and starvation back then, until people came round to the ways of the Sun City Elders.
So we've got it made now, don't we, Elder Rufus?
Yeah, this is the life.
There was this one group back then, led by a man named Fazio. They were the biggest and the worst. They had a crazy belief that if they pushed a jet plane over the side of the Grand Canyon, it would fly, and the days of technology would magically return. They went from one coast to another, gathering converts.
Is that the group your brother joined, Elder Rufus?
Yes, I tried to talk him out of it, but I was kind of crazy back then. I was no good to him like that. Finally, they got up to the Grand Canyon. They pushed the plane over the side, and most of them went over with it. And so the age of superstition came to an end.
Look, Elder Rufus, up in the sky.
The rusty star.
Quick, children, make a wish.
Okay.
That rusty star is a living thing, children. It looks down on Earth and sees everything that happens here.
Really?
And they say if you sit real quiet on winter nights and listen, the rusty star will talk to you. Look, children.
What'd you say, Mars Mouth? I can hear you. I had a roast in my ear.
Sun City Chronicles, written and performed by the members of Dudley Riggs' Brave New Workshop. Included in the cast were Paul Menzel, Mark Keller, Steve Farrell, Vicki McIntyre, Rita Paskins, Peter Weichs, Bill Schopert, and Peter McNichol. Theme music for the Sun City Chronicles was composed by Bill Barber, with additional music by Tom Bung. The production was directed by John Madden, with technical realization by Tom Bagley, for Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.